from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Jay, calling, tuning in right now. JP, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm good, dude. I'm good. I tell you, you are right. There is so much football to look forward to. I don't know why everybody jumps ahead to the draft next year or whatever. But that catch Hunter made was banana land.
It was a banana land catch, but you know what? They're saying Travis Hunter. If Travis Hunter plays like he played last night, I hope to God that we're not picking him first. You know what I mean?
Because
if that's the case, we're going to have to be horrible to be picking at that top. I don't want to see that. But the guy is unbelievable. I'll say this real quick. I think he should get into the Heisman race right now. Because a guy that plays that well offensively and plays 50-plus plays defensively, he needs to be discussed. And that right there shows. Like, I would tell you, people don't consider the quarterbacks the best players. You know, he's better than the quarterbacks out there.
He was fantastic.
Yeah.
Truly, truly fantastic. I don't know. Shadur can make some big throws, but damn, he holds onto the ball too long. That Colorado defense is – I mean, North Dakota State is a well-coached, tough-ass football team.
Oh, yeah.
I think people are probably a little too dismissive of them.
They've won five championships, dog.
Right. Like, that's a good team, but they better play some better defense when they get into conference play in that Big 12, which is pretty wide open.
Their offense, I mean, their defense is very porous. They got a lot of holes. And I look at this thing, I say, for Deion, for me, as a coach and want the love and respect that he's supposed to get, his defense has to be better than what his defenses have been. Because their offense can move the ball. Their defense is the one that can't stop anybody. So he has to make his defense better.
Well, and you know what's remarkable, too, B, is Deion, probably the greatest corner of all time, right? Like, if he's not the greatest, he's one of. Like, his football talent's undeniable. But when he was part of championship squads, it's because they had incredible lines on both sides of the ball. I mean, those Cowboys, O-line and D-line, were just monsters. And the teams he's built in Colorado, and like as much as you like to let a guy build a program in the era of the transfer portal, like every year is brand new anyway. It's just shocking to me how bad those lines are. I mean, North Dakota State could run on them. They were able to get to Shador on the defensive side. I just like until you beef up that and you're able to compete with like the top flight programs that invest in their lines, I just don't know what they can become.
I just say when he was in Dallas, Charles Haley was a tear. And that would make any defensive back even better than what they were. So,
well,
but Jay, the reason
one
I hit you because
– with the Niners. Didn't Charles Haley go to the Niners?
Charles was
year?
There. He was at the Niners and he was in Dallas.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So Charles travels and makes a lot of people – he made a lot of people a lot of money, got a lot of rings, but they like to give it to the guys that was in the glamour positions. But – the reason I wanted to get you on, knowing it's also you out, Brandon Ayuk signs a 4-year extension, $120 million last night, and we both thought he was going back to San Fran, felt he was using other teams to just for negotiation ploys. He signs back last night, and then watch how you go say, oh, man, I never wanted to go anywhere. your thoughts on that contract?
Are you and I allowed to take a quick victory lap on this? Or
oh, yeah. I'm talking about high-fiving, because all of our fans, like, he said he wanted to play in Washington, and they really believe that. No, he wanted to play wherever the most money would come
in. Dude, this is all about money, always about money.
Yes.
And the Niners take their time, but they pay their guys. Like, I hated this story kind of all along. I never thought he was in play. I think this week has been a real good reminder for Commanders fans of Adam Peters' long-term vision, trading away Dotson, trading away Ridgeway. Like, this is a long-term rebuild. Trading for a receiver that you got to pay $30 million a year and giving up picks to do it is not how you long-term rebuild. And I don't care if Jaden Daniels and Brandon Ayuk have Thanksgiving dinner together every year and their grandmothers are cousins. Like, this wasn't happening, didn't happen. If there was ever a time for it, it would have been in the draft. And once that passed, it was just – I hated how much pixels and time and space and conversation was spent on this, and I'm just glad it's over.
Yeah, like I say all the time, we have to get to the point where every time somebody's available, we need to stop acting so desperate.
Right.
Like Jeff walked in and said, man, you see what our Commanders are with the social media world saying now? Travis Hunter will be the first pick. Look, bro, we haven't played a season yet. We already clamoring for somebody else. Let's learn to have a little pride in the guys we have here. Put some support in them and they may get it. But when I look at Brandon Ayuk, like you said, the 49ers always get their guys. And I felt they would. But nothing happens until pressure begins to come. And pressure is now, guess what? It's the season coming up. You see what Jamar Chase starting to miss games now in practice? Now. Why? Pressure. We'll see what the Bengals do. Because you know what? Joe Burrow don't want you to go through the season without Jamar Chase. So all these guys have learned. The teams have been doing it for years. Now the players and their agents have learned, hey, Trent Williams, Trent might get signed soon now too because the game starts next week.
I bet before a week from now, next Friday, Trent is paid and happy and the beat goes on. You know what I mean? Like, especially with that Niners team. I mean, the way at Trent's situation, I bet he just didn't really feel like going to camp. Was also a minor part of this holdout or in or whatever.
And that's
going
nothing
on
new
there. The other thing I wanted to say, specific to Ayuk or Travis Hunter or whatever, you know, at this point, it's August 30th. There's a game in 8 days, 9 days. Like, if you're a Burgundy and Gold fan, you should be more concerned on what Noah Brown brings to this offense. Can Zacchaeus actually be a player? Can De'Ami Brown actually make good on all the potential and promise we've seen over years and certainly this summer? Like, this is the team you have, dude. Yep. And I think, much like last year, honestly, as the NFL trade deadline becomes a bigger and bigger kind of part of the league, like, I think it's entirely possible that Washington could be sellers again. And I know folks might not want to hear that, but if they have a good asset and they're – trade deadline's what? First week of November, Halloween roughly. If they're sitting 2-5, which I don't expect, but it's possible, watch for them to sell. Like, we got to try to keep a long-term view on this thing. And then, you know, Travis Hunter made an absurd catch against North Dakota State in the season opener, right?
Yeah.
Like, there
and
might
people
be,
already want him.
Right. You know, but there's going to be – this kid from Ohio State's supposed to be incredible. Like, there's going to be other receivers. Like, we got to stop making judgments on snapshots. Like, read the whole book. Watch the whole movie.
It gets to a point where we – like, people like to say, oh, I'm a real fan. You're a real fan when you already have said your team is going to be sucking this year and you want to go get somebody as the number one pick, number two pick, number three pick.
Right.
No, you should pull for the guys you have because – I don't believe in the fact that just because you're a first rounder, you're going to be great. I don't believe just because you're a late round pick that you're going to be sorry. I believe that we have all kind of stories written in this NFL where first rounders don't make it. Guys that aren't drafted, they become stars. And the guys in the middle become superstars. So let's allow it to at least to start to happen before we immediately start wanting everybody else's leftovers.
Football seasons are precious, finite, limited resources, man. You're only guaranteed 17 games, and as soon as the season ends, you can't wait for the next season to end. So why don't we all just take a deep breath and just be ready for this season and the team they're going to roll out there, and Austin Ekeler and Zach Ertz and Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu and Jamin Davis, and just watch this. You know what I mean? Don't be in a hurry for the next thing.
Hey, we have like a busy show today. We got Fred Smoot coming on. We'll get Fred's take on the defensive backfield and everything else. You know, Fred just going to talk about whatever we want to talk about. Santana Moss going to come on with us.
About Hunter playing offense and defense, honestly. I mean, that's when Fred played with Champ for a little while, like the last – I mean, I think Hunter, to me, as a prospect, is approaching Champ prospect level, right? Like, who knows what he'll become. But, I mean, Champ played not nearly as much offense at Georgia, but he did it.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And I think that's the ultimate thing. But, you know, that's something we could discuss at a later date. Because
for sure.
Travis Hunter isn't helping the Washington Commanders here in 2024. He's not going to do much for this team. He probably won't do anything for this team ever. Okay? Because nobody is going to be worried about him this year once the season starts. As I look at this team, I'm happy now that the Ayuk thing is gone so our fans can focus on what we have. And what we have is a team that I believe is going to be better coached. They're going to approach it in a different manner. They're going to compete at a high level, and they will be held accountable. All those things right there, I believe, can make this team a better team. Not saying a great team, but a better team than we were last year, and that's not easy to do. But this is the first step in a long process.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I mean, better doesn't mean wild card or playoffs. Better means better, yeah. And I think they can be better.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.